Last year, when our Holy Father was on the airplane heading towards World Youth Day in Madrid, he received a series of questions from Father Lombardi. And one of them was this: "The World Youth Days are a beautiful interlude and give rise to great enthusiasm, but the young people then go home and find a world in which religious practice is rapidly diminishing. Many of them will probably not be seen again in church. How can the fruits of the World Youth Days be ensured in the future? Do you think the days effectively produce fruits that last longer than the momentary bursts of enthusiasm?" And our Holy Father responds, citing the gospel which we read today, the parable of the sower. And our Holy Father says, "And the seed the Lord scatters on the ground with the World Youth Days is like the seed of which he speaks in the gospel. Some seeds fall along the path and were lost. Some fell on rocky ground and were lost. Some fell upon thorns and were lost. But other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth abundant fruit. It is exactly like this with the sowing of the World Youth Days. A great deal is lost, and this is human." You see our Holy Father's realistic assessment of World Youth Day. A great deal is lost, and he says, and this is human. Now, why is it human that a great deal is lost? Well, the parable of the sower explains three reasons for which seed is lost. One reason is the devil, another, the horror of suffering, and another, the attraction of pleasure. And so it is human because our human nature is weak. Our human nature is weaker than the devil, per se. And without assiduous prayer, one will not overcome the wiles of the devil. And so this is human, that the devil is able to carry away the seed sown in one's heart who does not pray. It is also human, okay, we'll look at the second example, one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. And it is very human to have a horror of suffering. And so that's the explanation of the second reason. No root lasts only for a time. Hears the word with joy, is very content to rejoice with Christ and to share in his consolation, but does not want to persevere with Christ on the way to Calvary. Now, the third reason, the seed was sown among thorns. Okay, this refers to worldly anxiety and the lure of riches which choke the word and it bears no fruit. And again, this is human. Human weakness, to be all wrapped up with worldly concerns and to be attracted by the riches and pleasures of the world. However, there is that good seed which does exist. The good seed is the good ground. That which is sown on the good ground. The good ground is the faithful conscience of the elect, or the spirit of the saints, which receives the word of God with joy and desire and devotion of heart. Okay, with joy, immediately received with desire, that is perseverance, and devotion of heart, spirit of prayer, to protect oneself from the devil. And manfully retains it amid prosperous and also adverse circumstances. Okay, this is the good ground. So we can all examine ourselves. Is my soul composed of this good ground that has desire and devotion of heart, that manfully retains it in good or adverse circumstances? And this seed produces 30, 60, or 100-fold because of the good ground, in proportion to the generosity and the charity of that particular soul. Here we see the different degree of sanctity among the saints, the different degree of glory that they will give to God because of their virtuous life. 30, 60, or 100-fold, each according to his generosity and the degree of his charity. And so let's ask Our Lady to make good ground of our souls, that we may produce and bear fruit, fruit which lasts for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Et Jesus.